We're going to carry on in God's Word now with John chapter 11 on page 1078. So John is one of the four gospel accounts of the life of Jesus, but Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And what's happened here is that there's a family known to Jesus. There's a man called Lazarus with two sisters, Mary and Martha. And he's heard that Lazarus is very sick. Verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. So he's died. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. After she'd said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who'd been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who'd opened the eyes of the blind man had kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he's been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he'd said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to the God. Joel is now going to come and teach us from that passage.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. Lovely to see you all this Sunday, and glad to see some of your loved ones have also joined. You're very welcome to our church. If you're new for the first time, very welcome. I'm Joel. I'm the assistant minister here. So you're going to look at this passage together. And children, if you would like to come in the front, you're very welcome to come. We're going to put some pictures on the screen, and we can all look at it together. Going to be an all-age service, so children can stay. Thanks, Lucas. Thanks for coming, joining us in the front. others would like to join, very welcome. Alexandra, thank you for joining us. So we're going to look at this passage where Jesus had some close friends called Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So they were brothers and sisters. Let me put some pictures. So we have two sisters, and they have a loving brother. They have a very close relationship. They love their brother so much. The sisters love the brother so much. They are in close fellowship. And Jesus also enjoyed very good company with this family. And this is what Jesus wanted for this family. He always wanted them to be in good fellowship, good friendship. He wanted them to live forever and enjoy friendship with one another. That's what Jesus wanted. And that's something we also want for others and our loved ones. We want others to be with us forever. We want to enjoy their company. We want the best for them. We want life for them. We don't want people starting conflicts unnecessarily. We don't want people starting war unnecessarily, trying to bring bad things into people's life. We don't want disaster. We don't want disease. We don't want our loved ones to be taken away from us. That's not something we want. That's not something Jesus wants. But in this passage, as we read today, we see something sad happens. One day Jesus heard a sad message. Lazarus, the loving brother of Mary and Martha, fell ill. You might have thought, and they sent a message to Jesus, you might have thought Jesus might have left everything else and would have quickly run to the village called Bethany where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived to help Lazarus get back well soon. No, but Jesus waited for two more days. Was it because Jesus thought that there would be someone else who could help Lazarus at this time? Maybe a good doctor could have helped him at healing Lazarus and get better. No, it was because Jesus knew he would do something better than healing a sick man. It was because Jesus also knew that he could help people believe who Jesus really is. So let me read, if you have your Bibles, please do look at the chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. So the two sisters, Mary and Martha, they sent a word to Jesus. They said, Lord, the one you love, that's Lazarus, he is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Glorify is a difficult word, but it just means that God will get all the praise. Jesus will get all the praise with what Jesus is going to do for Lazarus. But then, after 2 days, when Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead, now we see from life, Lazarus is now dead. So the sisters buried him, took him and put him in a tomb. And by the time that Jesus came, Lazarus has been dead and buried for 4 long days. And we read, as Jesus was coming towards the village of Bethany, one of the sisters, Martha, came to see Jesus. We read in verse 21, if you look down in your Bibles, in verse 21, Martha comes running as Jesus enters the village, and she says, Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if he had been here, my brother would have not been dead. Here in this Bible passage, we see the first problem that the two sisters face. They were believers in Jesus, but they have to deal with the death of their loving brother. She would have been deeply sad, upset, even angry at the loss of a loved one, of a loved brother. for the person being sad, upset, depressed, even maybe. And Jesus was coming to and wanted to be there for the two sisters during this time of loss and grief. And it's just not the sisters in the Bible story, but all of us here have to come to terms with this problem in life. We want everyone to live forever. We want our loved ones to be with us in fellowship. But that's not what happens in real life. And we see death and it deeply upsets us. It is right that we be upset when something bad happens to us. It's because God has created us for life. God never asked us to embrace death. We should not find joy in someone else's death. In fact, if it does not upset someone, we normally would consider them abnormal. You look at Hitler and we think, why in the hell people like this are doing things like this? Want to kill people? Want to see others dead? It's not something human. It's not right. And in some religions, they even say it is something God has done it. And we need to accept it. The Bible never says that. The Bible never says, don't embrace that. The Bible only says and calls us to grieve and cry and weep when we see loss of our loved ones. But that is not all that the Bible calls us to do. The Bible also calls us to think about what God has done in a world where there is grief and loss and death. The Bible calls us to think about Jesus and what he can do in a time and in a world where we live in, there is death in this world. So that's what we're going to look at next. But before we look at it, in fact, I just want to speak for a minute to children and adults about it. When I was in year 6, one of my classmates died. He was very young, and he died. That really upset me. It's just not the young ones. But also when I was young, my grandmother in her old age died, and I couldn't come to terms with it, even though she was old. I was really upset. That loss really bothered me. And children, you might also hear, even at your age, about the loss of someone you know, and you could be in this state. You might be upset. You know, take the time to talk about how you feel with your parents. In today's Bible passage, we see Jesus also understands the pain of the sisters and comes to deal with the loss in their lives. So children, please do feel free to talk to Jesus in prayer about how do you feel. He understands. You know, parents, as Christians, we never should avoid conversations about death with our children. We should be willing to prepare our children to deal with the emotions that they may face when they deal with loss of someone. So I do have some resources. It's only a few of them I do have. When it says, when someone you know dies, it is a good resource to help and equip the children when they are upset with the loss of someone. And if you are a parent and would like a copy of it, yeah, please do come and talk to me after church service. And going back to the Bible passage, we also see another problem. Martha and Mary not only had to deal with the loss of their brother, but they also needed to help. They also needed help with rightly understanding Jesus. So if you look down in verse 21 and 22, what do we see Martha said to Jesus? She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. So Martha rightly understood, if Jesus has come earlier, when Lazarus had life and Jesus had come, Martha thought Jesus could have done something about it. Also, she understood that God always answers Jesus' prayer even now. But the problem was Martha did not know what Jesus can do to those who have already died. Someone like Lazarus, who was dead and buried for 4 long days. Martha never thought Jesus has the power to do something to people like Lazarus, who is dead and buried. And at this juncture, Jesus meets Martha, and he makes this extraordinary claim in the Bible passage. If you look down at verse 25, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." This is the extraordinary claim about Jesus that Jesus makes about himself. So the term resurrection and life, I checked with my son whether he understands. He said he doesn't understand anything. It's a really difficult word for children to understand. What it means is that when it comes to Jesus, he has the power to deal with people who have life. We are called to pray to him. He has the power to answer our prayers. But he also has the power to deal with people who are already dead. That's what he says. He has the power to give them new life to those who are already dead. Even people who are dead can experience Jesus' power and can receive new life. That is what Jesus means when he says, "I am the resurrection and the dead." And then Jesus asked Martha specifically this question, "Do you believe this?" And this is the question for us as well. Even if you are a believer like Martha, what do you believe about Jesus? Do you believe that he has power only to deal with people who are in this side of life? Or do you believe Jesus has the power to deal with people even on that side of life? What do you believe about Jesus? And even if you are not a Christian, this is what the Bible calls you to wrestle with Jesus when you face with death and loss of loved ones around you. What do you believe about Jesus? Then Martha, in the Bible story, went on and told her sister Mary that Jesus arrived. If you look down in verse 32, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. So this is the God we worship. This is the God we sing praises about. He's a God who is angry and sad to see the death of our loved ones. Jesus is angry about the sin and the effect it has on people's lives. Jesus wept. This is what he did when he's in the world. He burst into tears. And Jesus wanted to go to the tomb where Lazarus was. He asked the people who were around to take them to the place where Lazarus was buried. So he comes to the place where Lazarus was buried. It says there was a big stone that was put there. It's because in those days, the dead people were put in a cave with a stone at the entrance. And Jesus says, "Take the stone away." And we see in verse 39, if you look down, Martha said, "Why do you want the stone to be taken away? Lazarus is already dead for 4 days." And she was saying, "The smell of the dead body is going to stink. It's going to be horrible for every one of us." But Jesus knew the power that he had over death. Jesus prayed to God that those who are watching could see and believe. Then Jesus called out in a loud voice and said, "Lazarus, come out." That'd be quite a moment for those people around them, isn't it? You finish the church and you go out, the church compound, there is a lot of cemeteries out there with the names of people. If you see someone calling out people's names and shouting at them, how big a response would you find? But in this Bible passage, we see Jesus calling out with a loud voice in the front of so many people. And as Mary, Martha, and the Jewish people watched, the dead man Lazarus came out walking out of the tomb. He was wrapped with linen clothes. So yeah, in those times they used clothes to wrap dead people up. So Lazarus came out with these linen clothes in it. Said to the people, if you look down in verse 44, "Take off the grave clothes and let Lazarus go." So here we see Jesus, by raising Lazarus from the dead, that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Jesus claimed he is the resurrection and the life. For children, that means he has the power to bring people out of death. Doctors don't have power when people go over there. No human has power when people go in this place. But Jesus, like someone who puts a rope and pulls them out, he can pull people out of death back to life. And the life he offers is not back to this side. Lazarus, if he comes back to this side, he's going to go back to death again. But the life Jesus promised is from death to resurrected life. Jesus promises life where we will have new bodies, where people will have no sickness, no disabilities, where people will be full of life, full of joy. People will live with their loved ones forever. That is where Jesus wants people to be. And the sign he showed in this Bible passage by raising people up is what he says is there will be resurrection after death. He is able to bring people back to life and take them to heaven, where people can live with God and enjoy fellowship with God and with one another forever. This is Jesus' claim. And this is not the only place that Jesus proved that he has the power. Jesus, later on, was also put to death. The Jewish people did not like him doing all these miracles. They caught him. They put him on a cross. They buried him. And they also put a tombstone, like in Lazarus' story, in front of his cave where Jesus was buried. But Jesus, on the third day, burst forth to life. He came back to life from the dead. He showed that resurrected life was possible. His followers see his resurrected body that came through closed doors. He could eat fish. He showed that this is possible. He showed signs that this resurrected life is possible because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. This is what we believe. Because Jesus has come back to life and is reigning with the Father in heaven, we too can enjoy resurrected life with Jesus forever. There will come a time when we won't lose our loved ones. There will come a time we will enjoy fellowship with God and with other people. If you believe in Jesus, all things are possible, because he says he is the resurrection and the life. And this story doesn't apply only for Martha and Lazarus and Jewish people. Jesus said, whoever believes, if you look down, in verse 25, if you look down verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And the one who believes in Jesus will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. This is the promise, not only for Jewish people, from people from all nations, tongues and tribes. It's for people for, he promised for the first century people, but it's also a promise for us in 2025, this Easter Sunday. If we believe in Jesus, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. That's the promise Jesus offers. You can put your trust in Jesus. This is what he offers. And we as Christians know it. We experience the resurrected life in us. And we know of this truth. Because we don't say Jesus is someone who is a Jewish man who died in the first century. If you are a Christian, what do you confess is that Jesus died for me. Jesus rose to life for me. Jesus rules and reigns in heaven for me. He will come back to bring me, to bring you to heaven and live forever with our loved ones for me, for you. This is what we confess by the power of the resurrected life that lives in us. And this is what we are called to declare to the whole world, because we know of this truth. And we have the privilege to take it to the people who don't know this truth, so they can enjoy this resurrected life in Christ Jesus. Shall we all do that? To glorify God, and that others might believe that those who believe in Jesus Christ will never die. Shall we all pray as we close? Father God, thank you that you loved your this world so much, even though we did things against you, we walked away from you, you never let go of us. You did not even withhold your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, but you gave himself, you gave him for us, you even allowed him to die a cruel death in the hands of sinful people for us, but you also raised him up for us, that we might experience his resurrected power through him. Thank you for all that you have done for us in Christ Jesus. Help us to value it. Help us to share it to others so others might find life and life in eternity with Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.